Public health programs include immunizations, health lectures, and a variety of other things aimed at keeping the community healthy. In a medical clinic at the Silver Spring Neighborhood Center, public health can include nutrition discussions between a third grader and a nursing student from UW-Milwaukee.
Did you have any fruit at lunch?
No.
No. Do you eat fruit at home?
The student nurse, Ashley Cook, is at Silver Spring on a senior year internship that allows her clinical practice in public health. She says she thinks the health programs make a difference.
We send home newsletters to the students, and then they go home to all the families to help spread little things about. I know this month we talked about nutrition and exercise, stress around the holidays.
And Cook would like to see more done at the clinic, including talking to students about preventing teen pregnancy. Silver Spring's executive director, Jim Bartos, has his own list, including getting more help for the mental health professional the UW-Milwaukee sends to the neighborhood center.
We have a part-time mental health nurse clinician from UWM who does a wonderful job, but she's spread pretty thin, you know, among the different centers that UWM operates in the community here. So full-time mental health services would really be helpful.
Bartos says so would more frequent dental care for the thousands of mostly low-income clients who come to Silver Spring's nursing office every year. Bartos says many clients don't have health insurance and suffer from chronic conditions like diabetes, high blood pressure, and obesity. But getting more student interns and professional staff from UW-Milwaukee to Silver Spring and other neighborhood centers will take money. A recent report says a School of Public Health at the university would eventually cost about $10 million a year. Yesterday, a UW Regents committee accepted the report, and the full board today could tell UW-Milwaukee to keep working on its plan. But Regent Tom Loftus is skeptical about the school turning around healthcare in Milwaukee, noting that Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and Washington, D.C. also have schools of public health.
I think it would be hard-pressed to say that the presence of those schools of public health have had any impact on the public health of the citizens of those cities. Perhaps I'm wrong, but I think it would be tough to do that correlation.
Regents Vice President Mark Bradley says he's also concerned about Milwaukee's health problems, but he says the university has to ask itself some tough budget questions.
Some of it might be the UW-Milwaukee faculty and administration's ability to reallocate some of their existing resources. I don't know where they would reallocate significant dollars from because they have to be true to their current activities.
But Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says private donors are willing to help the university. He says a school of public health would also help meet a demand for more well-trained healthcare workers.
Some of the fastest growing occupations are healthcare occupations, and we have a large segment of our health employment network that is getting closer to retirement age.
If Barrett succeeds in making his case to the UW Regents today, a school of public health for UW-Milwaukee would still need budget backing from the state capitol. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.